The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 45. Northerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 20. Tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 55. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Law enforcement authorities in Osage County are investigating a suspect for alleged drug crimes. Just after 6:30 p.m. on November 16th, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop at K-268 Highway in Berryton Road near Linden. That was for a traffic violation. During the stop, illegal narcotics were located. The driver of the vehicle, Teresa A. Dent, 41 of Pomona, was taken into custody and transported to the Osage County Jail on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, interference with law enforcement, driving while license suspended, and an arrest warrant. Firefighters extinguished a fire at a farmhouse located in northwestern Riley County on Monday. The fire broke out around 8:40 yesterday morning in the 13,600 block of La Cedar Road. The 100-year-old farmhouse was vacant at the time of the fire. No foul play is suspected in the fire, and no injuries were reported. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking to grow your ag land portfolio? Take a look at these two 80-acre tracts located in central Reno County near Abbeville, Kansas. These tracts will sell on public auction Wednesday, December 6th at 10 a.m., and the auction will be held at the South Hutchinson Community Center at 101 West Avenue C in South Hutch. For more information, go to floydsells.com or call 620-532-1887. Brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate, your hometown auction and real estate professionals.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
A Garden City resident shared a video of a bobcat in his backyard Monday evening. Anthony De La Torre said the bobcat was in his backyard near Garden City High School around 5:30 last night. At first, he said he did not realize what kind of a cat it was. De La Torre then said it must have been a young bobcat due to its size. According to the Humane Society of the United States, bobcats are more afraid of us than we are of them, but they may lose their natural fear of people when they find free sources of human-associated food, such as pet food, left on porches. Representatives of Shawnee County's planning department have released the results of a recent survey on the topic of wind and solar farms. The survey received close to 900 responses, and the results have been discussed by the planning commission. For solar farms, 34.5% strongly agree with them, 36.3% strongly disagree. Wind farms, 30.67% agree, and 45.84% disagree. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. On Saturday, Scottsbluff police officers were alerted by Regional West Medical Center medical staff of a gunshot victim that they were currently treating. And according to police, the victim, Wilson George Coleman III, had been shot in the chest and later died from his injuries. And the next day, Annabelle Domingo Jr. was arrested and is now lodged into jail for a second-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. In a significant restructuring effort, the University of Nebraska at Kearney announced on Monday that they will discontinue several academic degrees and faculty positions due to changing enrollment trends and fiscal challenges. The realignment is in direct response to a $58 million budget shortfall projected for the University of Nebraska system by 2025. It includes a reduction of 24 and a half faculty positions and the discontinuation of 9 academic degrees. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The bridge project in Hanover was further discussed at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last week. $1 million grant was approved, but remains $90,000 short of replacement cost. Commissioners were advised they could close the structure if Hanover City were not willing to contribute. While the structure is within city limits a block south of Rookie's Cafe, the county assumes responsibility due to state statute based on population numbers. Hanover previously rejected an offer to split the $90,000. No decisions were made. Purchase of a former daycare property in Washington by the hospital board was approved. They had considered using the former Homestead Nursing Home, but a grant application did not come through, and that building is being demolished. It was noted that if operation with 8 or 10 children is successful, building another facility at the nursing home site may be considered. An operator for the daycare will be solicited as the transition moves forward. The hospital board is putting up a storage building at the nursing home site for items from that building. A pair of new recycling trailers funded 75% through grants were delivered and will serve cardboard collection and the Greenleaf drop-off site. 4 trailers went into service last year in Lynn, Clifton, Barnes, and Hanover. Gage County supervisors were asked to reconsider an application for the confined feeding operation near Liberty, noting that the applicant exceeded zoning regulations in the county. They encouraged supervisors to visit the site in northern Gage County under construction and the proposed site. No motion was brought forward. Marshall County is moving ahead with the bridge on State Line Road and has selected a contractor. During discussion, Gage County was willing to split the cost but would not be able to do that if the bid process did not go forth as state statutes provide. Gage County also presented the option of culverts instead of a bridge, which they reported as feasible and less expensive. Marshall County did not want culverts, and they chose to select a contractor without taking bids, therefore keeping Gage County from participating. The deputy county attorney will reach out to Marshall County for further discussions. Locations, dates, and times for Gage County infrastructure outreach meetings have been set to receive public input on a survey to gather data from constituents regarding a grant. A survey will be taken to find out how many miles people save traveling these roads, whether they think roads and bridges need repaired or replaced, and how safe they think they are. Participants do not need to be Gage County residents. They can be from surrounding counties but travel these roads and cross these bridges. Data will provide supporting documentation on the grant applications. A meeting was held last week in Blue Springs with others planned at Tri-County, DeWitt, Claytonia, and Pickerel. Pawnee County Commissioners briefly discussed staffing shortages at the Sheriff's Department and a threat of termination of services if personnel are not granted raises, bringing compensation closer to adjacent counties. No action was taken. Marshall County Partnership for Growth has purchased a one-acre lot in Blue Rapids, formerly the Blue Rapids Greenhouse location, for construction of several houses to be built and funded by a developer in the range of $175,000 to $200,000. In an effort to alleviate housing shortage countywide. Discussion regarding development of a county land bank is also being considered. Lynn Housing Authority accepting proposals for the vacant development lot at 103 Church Street and are seeking public input and purchasing proposals before December 21st. Proposed use could include housing, assisted living, church, restaurant, daycare, power plant, education, etc., providing for community growth, adding employees to the local workforce, additional property tax or sales tax revenue generated for the community. Proposed timeline and financing for the project, including organization match, should be directed to Abigail Perdue or Deb Rogge. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Friday morning. Sebastian Porting, age 21, of Axtell, was passing a semi-truck on U.S. 36 just east of the K-99 junction and struck the semi-trailer. Porting was transported to CMH with suspected minor injuries. The truck driver was not injured. October 30th in Washington County, an injury accident was reported. Catherine J. Yoder of Washington lost control, went in the ditch, and struck a tree in the 1600 block of 18th Road. The driver was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. Stephen A. Steve Hammett, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Friday at his home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Steve Hammett. Wayne D. Fredericks, age 86, of Greenleaf, passed away November 14th. Graveside service Wednesday at 1 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Fredericks. Philip J. Toby Tangman, age 68, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Toby Tangman. Andrew W. Patrick, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. No services planned. Fox Funeral Home in charge for Andrew Patrick.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Join Marysville in ringing in the holiday season with Light Up Marysville and Small Business Saturday this weekend. Enjoy the splendor of the season as downtown Marysville is lit up Friday evening from 5 to 7 at the Pony Plaza. Caroling, hot chocolate, and the lighting of Marysville's own live Christmas tree. During the season, a reminder to shop local this Small Business Saturday starting at 8 a.m. Celebrate with free Christmas photos, hourly promotions, and register at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro for goodie bags that morning. Shop downtown Marysville Saturday and let the kids view the Disney movie Wish free at the Astro 3 Theater at 10 a.m. Celebrate a small-town Christmas this season with Light Up Marysville Friday evening and Small Business Saturday with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cooler on Thanksgiving Day, sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Northeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and some scattered snow showers possible Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunny on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, and clear skies Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November, 52. Record high on this day, 72. The average low, 30, and the record low, 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:17. Sunset this evening, 5:09. Wide-ranging rainfall amounts from just over half an inch to well over an inch across the area Sunday into Monday.
It is a day for saying hello, hola, bonjour, and even hey y'all. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 21st, the 325th day of the year. Actress Goldie Hawn celebrates a birthday, and Thomas Edison announced the invention of the phonograph on this day in 1877. This is World Hello Day, which promoters suggest that you observe by saying hello to at least 10 people. In which country would you be most likely to get a friendly greeting in return? There have been some attempts in recent years to rank countries by their friendliness factor. One country that shows up routinely in those surveys is Iceland. Despite the cold climate, you'll find the people warm, open, and welcoming. Other countries ranked highly include New Zealand, South Africa, Portugal, Spain, and Morocco. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. In a Super Bowl 57 rematch on Monday Night Football in Kansas City, the Chiefs dropped a close one to the Philadelphia Eagles 21-17 at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs, now 7-3 on the season, will be on the road next. They will head to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders on Sunday at 3:25. Number one Kansas men's basketball team handled business against Chaminade in the first round of the Maui Invitational, winning 83-56 last night. The tournament is being played in Honolulu due to the Maui wildfires. Hunter Dickinson posted yet another double-double, this time totaling 31 points and 11 rebounds on 15 of 18 shooting from the field. Kevin McCullough made history on this one, posting the first back-to-back triple-double in program history. Up next for the Jayhawks, they take on Marquette tonight at 9:30 on ESPN. Mid-American Network Sports.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The 2023 Sunflower Showdown is more than just another win for K-State fans. Head coach Chris Kleiman is also getting a contract extension. Again, it's a part of a clause in his new contract signed in May. It includes for each of the first three football seasons K-State wins eight games or more, Kleiman will get 1 year added to his contract. Kleiman will now be in K-State through the 2031 season with a $5.3 million base salary that year. And the Lady Wildcats have earned their best ranking since the 2008-2009 season. K-State is number 16 in the newest AP poll. In just the past week, K-State beat number 2 Iowa and Wisconsin. Center Ayoka Lee is also the Big 12's Player of the Week. In the past two games, she averaged 21 points with 8.5 rebounds and 2.5 blocks. Up next for the Lady Wildcats, they will be in Florida for the Gulf Coast Showcase during Thanksgiving weekend. Mid-America Network Sports.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A step over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Orange, red, and yellow are the colors of fall. Add some of these warm hues to your indoor decor with a collection of echeverias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These succulents are easy to grow. Place them in bright light and plant in a well-drained cacti and succulent mix. Water thoroughly, but only when the soil is dry. They prefer a bit drier soil and cooler temperatures in winter. Echeverias, rosette of thick leaves, come in various shapes and colors. Grow individual specimens in their own container or combine several to form an attractive dish garden. They also make interesting and unique centerpieces for your holiday meals. You'll find green, blue-green, and even burgundy leaves edged in orange, red, yellow, or pink. Some leaves have a distinct and colorful tip, while others display the colors throughout. Leaves can be smooth, covered with fine hairs, or ruffled, providing a unique texture. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
It is said that there are more statues in America of this lady than any other. Quite an accomplishment, considering she probably never thought of herself as an American. Yet I'm sure you've heard her name. The story is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
When Lewis and Clark spent the winter of 1804-05 at Fort Mandan near present-day Bismarck, North Dakota, they met a young lady who would prove important to their journey west.
There's a lot of mystery and a lot of historical argument, if you will, about the life of Sacagawea. But what we do know, because it's detailed so well in the journals, is that she was living here among the Hidatsa when Lewis and Clark arrived and was perhaps 15 or 16 years old at the time of the expedition.
David Borlaug says that in November of 1804, Sacagawea's husband, Toussaint Charbonneau, came to Fort Mandan and offered his services to Lewis and Clark as an interpreter and guide. Sacagawea performed many important tasks in guiding the group. By the end of the journey, Lewis and Clark realized that Charbonneau's wife may have been more valuable to the journey than most others on the expedition.
Charbonneau is who was hired. He was who got paid. But as William Clark wrote at the end of the expedition, it was a tragedy that they could not pay Sacagawea for all the services that she rendered. Clearly, she was viewed as an integral, valuable part of the expedition.
Lewis and Clark traveled back to St. Louis in 1806, and Sacagawea, her husband and child, remained where they had begun their trip.
Sacagawea remained with her Hidatsa family, with the clan that she was raised here in North Dakota. She had the option. She could have stayed with the Shoshone, but no, she came back with her husband to North Dakota, to the villages here. Jean-Baptiste was raised in St. Louis by William Clark and grew up to be a very famous mountain man outfitter.
Sacagawea is believed to have died at about the age of 25. Her husband continued to serve as a guide and interpreter for others in the region. Traveling the countryside at Fort Mandan, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Choosing a bird feeder can be tough with all the different types available. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Put out a variety of feeders in several places and the birds will be flocking to your yard as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of my favorite pastimes is looking out on my deck and watching the birds come to the feeders. I often wonder, though, if I have the right feeders in the right place. Steve Kress is the Vice President for Bird Conservation at the National Audubon Society. He says to think of bird feeding in layers so you can attract a greater variety of birds and benefit more of them.
Birds naturally feed in different elevations. Some are ground feeders, some feed in the shrubs, some feed and tall canopies, some feed on tree trunks, and some feed on branches that hang way out and sway in the wind. So when you think about it from that standpoint, it's important to think about bird feeders that sort of fill these various niches.
Ground feeding birds, including sparrows and juncos, are vulnerable to predators such as the neighbor's cat. So Kress recommends placing a platform feeder a few feet off the ground for extra protection. A hopper feeder works well in shrubs. It replicates a seed bush that birds such as cardinals and blue jays would feed on, but it's not as attractive to sparrows and doves. Suet feeders are a good choice for tree trunks. The woodpeckers and nuthatches will love you. So what should you put in your feeders? Kress says you'll get the most bang for your buck with black oil sunflower seed.
More species of birds will feed on that than others, and most kinds that like that kind of seed will overlook other kinds of seeds or even kick through a mixture of seeds and kick out a lot of other things and just eat the black oil seeds.
Birds will go where the food is, but if you have feeders in different places and levels, they're less likely to compete with each other. Find more tips for choosing a bird feeder at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
noting two decades of empowering women in agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Annie's Project notes its 20th anniversary this year. The nationwide organization offers education and support to farm women in many forms, including a recent web showcase put on by the group's supporters in West Virginia. Ladina Teets of Snowy Creek Dorsets in Terra Alta, West Virginia, says she's learned a lot through Annie's Project.
Running farming as a business, because too many times we just run it more as a hobby. I mean, you're living off of it, but you also have those outside jobs that let you do a little more. But if the farm doesn't cover the farm, you're always running behind.
Teets credits Annie's Project with helping her to believe that women have a seat at the agriculture table.
When you are a woman in farming, you are a minority. And number two, you're stepping into a man's world and they don't always respect that. But I think through Annie's Project and just the fact that women are successful in agriculture, it gives you a lot of confidence and you realize that it's not just a man's world. It's a human being world and we all benefit.
I'll have comments from another participant in tomorrow's show. You can also visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Legislative Session of 2024 is gearing up here in just over a month, with legislators getting prepared for what their agendas may be and what they want to focus on for this year. As we sat down with State Representative Joe Seiwert from District 101, a farmer out of the Pretty Prairie area, saying that there's a few agricultural issues he'd like to address in this session, including some of the regulations when it comes to spraying chemicals on fields and how dangerous some of those may be.
We're putting on tons of chemicals, and you know, talk about food products. Again, it really scares me because we're dumping on hundreds of gallons of chemicals. Now, we talk about Camp Lejeune. We talk about Vietnam. My roommate in college, he took off to go to the Army, you know, in the 70s, and him and I are still friends. But he's had Agent Orange and Agent Blue from chemicals. So me as a farmer, I'm concerned about our chemicals that we put on what we eat. And it's an interesting deal. You know, being on the Ag Committee, we've had several issues with that too. And you know, the microbreweries, one of them was, you know, that people want chemical-free stuff. I got it.
Yeah.
I do too.
Sure.
You know. And one of the issues we had was some guy was growing it for them. And they tested it. Well, we had spray drift. And we dealt with that all the time as applicators, you know. And never, we didn't do any aerial applications, but we did ground applications.
Sure.
And you had to watch the weather, the wind, and all that. It was all part of it. Well, when he tested all this barley that he bought from this guy to be in this microbrewery in Kansas City, it tested positive for chemicals. Well, there was a big lawsuit on it. So how did it get there?
Right.
You know, drift. So...
Wow.
It's, you know, it's in their food. It's in apples, fruit trees. I don't know. It's a good question.
Out again, State Representative Joe Seiwert from District 101 and farmer out of the Pretty Prairie area in Kansas. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Save big during the Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday, November 24th and 25th at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, with 20% off shirts, boots, shoes, hats, jewelry, and other accessories. 15% off jeans and toys. Plus, drawing in store for a chance to win Durango or Twisted X boots or a Valley Vet Ariat gift package. Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday, November 24th and 25th at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Get ready for winter by inspecting your manure storage and pumping equipment. You really don't want those pipes to break. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Severe cold and heavy snowfall can wreak havoc on a farm's manure storage structures and pumping equipment. Spills may be caused by pipes that burst or rupture or have leaking joints. Erica Rogers is an environmental extension specialist at Michigan State University. She says now is the time to inspect equipment and make repairs to lessen the risk of any spills or leaks before winter weather really sets in.
Looking for cracks is definitely a big thing at that point because it compromises the storage, it compromises the equipment that you're using, and the potential that you're going to have a leak or, you know, something along those lines happening is a lot greater. So, you know, if you have a lot of rusting on the equipment, just kind of monitoring those areas to make sure that they're still stable.
She also recommends checking to be sure there is adequate freeboard in liquid or slurry storage structures.
It's not necessarily an equipment check, but it helps save your equipment from a standpoint that if there is a possibility and the conditions are right and you have a good field, if you can get some of that manure out before hitting some of those really cold winter temperatures, if possible, that will really help take a lot of pressure and stress and strain off of the equipment that you're using.
How often should you check your system? It depends on many factors, such as farm size, the complexity of the manure storage, and the weather. Develop a checklist of things to inspect, including dates and times of inspection, and have an emergency plan in case of an overflow, breach, or leak. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about monitoring winter manure storage at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Tuesday today, market's closing up in just a little bit here as we kind of see how things are going to wrap up this afternoon. Still pretty steady on the board. Not a lot of movement in the grain market. Might be going into that holiday mode with just some slow gains across the day. Slightly higher in the grain market right now, a little bit lower in the livestock is how we're sitting. December corn is still up a quarter of a cent at 469.5. March corn's up a cent at 488.5 cents. Kansas City wheat for December right now up 6.25 to 616.75, with the March KC wheat up by 6.5 at 626.75. Oats, same story here. December oats are up 9.25 to 356.5. The March oats are up 10 cents on the day to 373.25. Soybean market still lingering positive now. January is up 3.25 to 1370.75. March beans are up 3.25 to 1386.5. In the soybean meal market, December is down 240 at 457.80, with the January down 2.5 at 440.80. We have the soybean oil for December up 61 cents at 53.72. January is in the green 53 cents at 52.92. Canola for January up 310 at 719.80. And the cotton market is mostly lower in the red, with December down $1.04 at 76.93. March cotton also down 76 cents at 80.49. Taking a look at the U.S. dollar index for the day, we are seeing mostly higher numbers here. December index is up 16 cents at 103.48. March index is up 13 cents at 103.08 right now. We have the euro sitting at 109, Japanese yen at 67 cents, and British pound at 125. 30-year bonds for December right now slightly lower at 115.13, and the 10-year notes are unchanged right now for the December, sitting at 108 at 27. Stock market lower, with the Dow Jones down 89 points at 35,061.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As fall is settling in, producers need to be watching for mustard seeds in their fields. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains the different species of mustard plants and management techniques. She says what the weeds are and how to identify them.
Mustards is another name that we give to a large family of flowering plants that sometimes we call the brassicas. So some things that these plants all have in common is they have flowers that have four petals in the shape of a cross, and a lot of them tend to smell kind of bad. Some examples of plants that are mustards would be the crop canola. Some of the weeds that we find a lot of times in a variety of places would be things like shepherd's purse, pinnate tansy mustard, blue mustard. There's also wild mustard. The flowers of a lot of these plants are yellow. Flixweed, bushy wallflower, tansy mustard, those will have yellow flowers. But then field pennycress, shepherd's purse, those guys are going to have white flowers. There's some that have blue mustard, has kind of a purple lavender colored flowers.
Lancaster discusses different control options for this weed and which are commonly the most effective.
There's quite a few herbicides that can be used to control mustard species. One thing I will say, though, is that this is a time when not all group 4 herbicides are created equal. So a lot of times we think about the group 4 herbicides, but this is a case where 2,4-D is going to be much more effective at controlling mustard species than dicamba, just across the board. So even though, you know, we kind of talk about them blanket as killing broadleaf weeds, there are some differences among the weed species. So 2,4-D is a good option for these. Of course, we always have to give the caveat of the fact that if you use 2,4-D when the weed is too small, the wheat won't tiller properly. So we need to be cautious of using 2,4-D in the fall because we want to make sure that that wheat is fully tillered. MCPA is another option that causes less injury. It's also a group 4 herbicide.
She mentions how blue mustard seeds are different than other weeds in the family.
One of the things that differentiates blue mustard from some of the other mustard species is that it bolts sooner. So a lot of times, by the time we think our, for example, 2,4-D is safe to apply, the wheat's big enough, a lot of times that blue mustard has already bolted. And so your control is going to go way down with herbicides. So important to be walking fields, to know what you have so that you can make accurate herbicide decisions going forward.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on what she uses to control mustard weeds and how blue mustard is unique. She says this is the time of year producers should scout their fields for this weed for the most effective control. For more information, go to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and find the November 2nd e-update article, Control of Mustards and Wheat. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.